Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Mama Momo hanging out. All presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's talk to a young man who just had one of the biggest moments of his life already. Kenneth Murray, linebacker out of Oklahoma, first round pick for the LA Chargers. They traded up to get him. Kenneth, thanks for taking the time. Congratulations. Tell me about this process, though. Like, how strange was the process for you considering what we're dealing with in the world right now?
It's obviously a unique situation. So, it's been definitely a unique process so far, but definitely, making the most of it and definitely trying to go out there and, put my best foot forward.
Hey, when you were sitting there watching the draft and the Chargers, they obviously traded to go get you. They liked you and they wanted they made a trade to make sure they could land you. Did you have a sense that they were interested in you like that? Did they talk to you in the pre-draft process, or did your agent know?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it completely caught me by surprise. I talked to them at the combine and they were one of my former meetings, so obviously I knew it was some type of interest there, and felt like we connected really well at the meeting, and then that really was it, to be honest. Going throughout the recent weeks leading up to the draft, I seen them at my pro day before pretty much everything got shut down. I seen one of their scouts, and he just asked me if I was healthy because I had a little hamstring hiccup at the combine, and after that, they called me probably about a week later, seeing if I was going to do any type of workout virtually. But I mean, literally, other than those two conversations after the meeting at the combine, we had spoken. So it really kind of caught me by surprise. I was sitting there on the couch, and I get the call, and it was an area code from Indianapolis, so I was confused, and I just answered it, and just to hear the Chargers GM, said they were going to draft me with the next pick and they were trading with New England was just, just after that, just the emotions took over.
Oh, that's funny. That's right, because he worked for the Colts and he worked for the Bills, actually, before that, too. So that's what happens, Kenneth. These guys, they work in different places and they don't change their cell phone number. So I can see where that catches you off guard. Who was with you during the draft process while you were waiting?
On draft night, I had my parents, my girlfriend, and my sister, and my longtime trainer, Tim Boutte. And, we just all were there just taking it all in. Finally got the call, and, that's when, the celebration begun.
So I read somewhere that you actually practiced what your reaction was going to be when you were drafted.
It's pretty out there that, being a first-round pick was something that, I had dreamed of for a long time. A goal that I wrote down and said I was going to do in high school, something that I tweeted out in high school. And, I actually would act it out, with my family and, with my girlfriend in college. I would always tell her, when I get the chance to walk off stage, this is what it's going to look like. And, it was just definitely just a surreal moment to be able to get the call and be a first-round pick.
So how did you do?
Yeah, where would you practice this? At your house or up on a stage? How realistic?
Yeah,
was
it would, majority of the time it would just be at the house. In college it would be in my little small dorm room. To be honest, it would be so funny. She would be cracking up at me because I didn't know being this little small dorm room, walking around acting like I was walking across the stage. So definitely a huge dream of mine. Definitely, I'm blessed to be able to accomplish it.
Kenneth Murray, newest member of the Chargers, first round pick. They traded up to get him out of Oklahoma. How did you do, though? You were practicing all these years to do it. How did the finished product end up compared to how you practiced it?
I can't even compare it, to be honest. I went into the situation knowing that I didn't have any idea of what it would feel like to actually be drafted in the first round. And, I think that statement just holds true, just to, get the call, during that time. And I'm not really a nervous person. I really don't get nervous about pretty much anything. And I just remember just going through the night, you know, just, you know, I was like the first time I ever was just sitting down and I was actually like sweating and like, I was just so anxious, just ready to get the call and finally it came. So, you know, it definitely was a wild night.
So you're known for a lot of different things, athleticism and preparation, studying, everything. What do you think you'll be known for with the Chargers when you finally get out on the field here?
I mean, a dominant force in the middle. You know, a guy in the middle that just brings that has just a presence about him. But you know, you just feel the passion, feel the love of the game through him, and I think that's exactly what you're going to see when I get on the field. You know, what you said before, you know, I'm a guy that's all about preparation, you know, and all about just the love of the game. And so, you know, I definitely think, you know, when you see me on the field out there for LA Chargers, you just don't know. It's a presence there in the middle.
23rd pick in the first round. Chargers trading up to get him. Kenneth Murray joining us here on the Sedano Show. George Sedano, Ramona Shelburne with you here on ESPN 710 here in LA. So, I want to get back to the draft thing one more thing. Clearly, your teammate, very famously, became an internet meme, CeeDee Lamb. did you give him any grief? Did you send him a text? You have some fun at his expense or no?
Man, I've seen it. You know what I mean? I think it's pretty crazy. Actually, you know, it really blew up the way that it blew up. It just seemed like such an innocent situation, but... you know, we definitely talked, you know, after the draft, and I just sent each other congratulations. I know from me and him, you know, this was something that we both said we wanted to do, be 3 and out players, and be first round picks, and to be able to accomplish it. Like I said, it's a huge blessing. So, you know, just happy that we both were able to achieve that dream.
So we're all excited about the new stadium that's going to be opening up this year. The new uniforms, both teams are taking into the stadium. How you feel about those Chargers uniforms? There's a lot of people feel about those might be some of the best in the NFL now.
Nah, yeah, they're dope. You know, I was looking at them the other day, and they, for sure, I definitely see myself looking real, real good in them. So I can't wait to put on those colors and just go out there and make plays.
Kenneth, how does it feel, though, for you? Like, just, I mean, Oklahoma obviously is one of the premier programs in the country anyway. But the fact that you are so good at what you do, but how much does it help to have prepared against the last couple of seasons against professional quarterbacks, guys who you practice with each and every day, whether it's Jalen now going to the Eagles, you know, Kyler, you know, Baker, all these guys that you were able to practice with that played that position in the NFL or will play that position in the NFL? How much of a benefit was that?
No, I think that's just a huge benefit. You know, they're saying that, you know, iron sharpens iron is just so true, especially when it comes to, you know, playing in a place like Oklahoma. There's just so many great players. You know, every year it's going to be always somebody coming up, or it's going to be always, you know, some good players that are there. So, I mean, it just makes the game so much more fun, and it just makes practice where you truly do get better, because it's just such a great competition. So, you know, I definitely say I wouldn't be the player that I am today without each one of those guys. You know, our battles that we had back and forth in practice, you know, we definitely, you know, go back and forth and battle in practice.
So, you know, I read that you grew up in sort of a different type of family than other people. How has that shaped you? How's the family that you grew up in? You have two biological brothers and sisters, and then three adopted brothers and sisters, right? How's that changed you, and how's it affected you?
Well, I mean, I think it's just truly just taught me how to be selfless, to be honest, you know. And I think what it really, you know, the biggest lesson that I learned from that is just, you know, what true gratitude is, what it's like to truly be, you know, truly, truly grateful for something. You know, for me, you know, it's something that I see every day. You know, being home is, you know, my baby brothers who can't walk and can't talk. And, you know, it's a different point of view, because I was able to see, you know, them go through different stages of their lives and, you know, see them, you know, go from, you know, not being able to walk to walking, and then, you know, some type of event medically comes about, and now they're not able to walk again. And, you know, just seeing you know, growing up, me working and me playing sports and seeing, you know, the type of enthusiasm and type of joy that put on their face, and to see them not being able to partake because of their situation. It just makes you just truly grateful for just the small things in life, you know, just being able to walk, being able to talk, you know, just being able to, you know, simply tell my mom and dad, I feel sick, something like that, that, you know, some people, you know, my brothers and sisters don't have the liberty to do. It's just, you know, just truly being grateful for everything.
Kenneth Murray, 23rd pick overall in the draft, first rounder of your L.A. Chargers. Kenneth, thank you so much for the time. We're looking forward to talking to you more often, and hope you are safe and healthy, and you and yours are safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks again.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You got it. Take care. There he is, Kenneth Murray with us here. What a great kid.